So we'd like to, in this simon, which I'd like to finish next week, I have a couple more sheets. I'll leave out sheets this afternoon, but Sunday's no shiur because of Hanukkah, but back Monday regular time. Just FYI, I won't, on Monday morning, I'm speaking at the Space Medrash in Teaneck, the Kol in Teaneck, so I won't be in the Space Medrash Monday, but that's earlier in the morning, so I don't need, you know, it shouldn't impact shiur. Okay. Anyway, we mentioned at the end last time that there are a number of kulas that we have in order to avoid the couple getting divorced and so on. And it's a machlokas. We showed him really how far the kula goes and what we extend the kula in terms of being tola in a mako. And the Ramban has a chumra that bisman hazeh we're not tola in a mako. Right? That was the Ramban and Hilchos Nidin, Parag Gimel. You know, Zion, those tests, we have in number 24, that we're not told in Raqqa nowadays. We mentioned most Rishonim disagree with that. We said the Rosh for sure. Looks like the Ram disagrees, even the Rashba doesn't agree, although in the Torah, Sabai Sakotza, we left off with 27, he writes, Hamach Mitolah Tolah Bracha. Okay? There is another Machlokas, though, regarding Tliya in a Makor, and that's with 28, up to. So in the Torah, Sabai Sakotza, in that same section, by Zion Shar Dalad, even assuming not Hamachmer, right? It's a regular case where we're going to be Mako. He writes, he goes all the way with the Kula. The Rashbo writes, Umistabro, you see in 28, Dafilo ena margeshes mamish hadam shoshay su yored min hamaka. We can accept her statement that is a Maka, even if she doesn't feel, she's not like, not that she senses blood spilling, you know, pouring out from that part of the body. Okay, we can rely on it anyway, even without her knowing or feeling. Margeshes mamish, it says Chada de Einan Eben Makar. So she's not watching it every minute and so on, and really she can't really tell with 100% certainty. Ela Medika Shoferes. So like the Gemara said, you know, but in any event, we assume no. Even the Gemara, you know, the Gemara only requires the Medika later on, right, with the third husband after the third time. So Alma, if you look in the Rashbo about five lines down, Alma af below Bedika tolo makosa earlier, even without the Bedika, you can be tolo makosa. The af b'sheisho maka e efshal adas even a maka of Bedika el Bedika Alma nastam tolo makosa. You can't really know for sure without a Bedika, so she doesn't feel it, but she's nemena. It's loma ashemena shows the yorid kama, right? The ein ono tzricha adas bebirur sheisho maka. She senses a maka. We don't have to know for sure. Okay, so he's lenient in that regard. The Rashba is, again, Hagam that he said, Tavol on Brocha, the Bayez HaKotzer, but in terms of the Mikar Din, he says you don't have to know. Okay? He actually brings a riot. There's a Tosefta in Nida, Perkes HaLacha Beis 29. Nemenes Yishlom, Yesh Bi Maka Ben HaMokar, or Vein Bi Maka, I have a wound over there. I have an invitation over there. She's believed without knowing for sure. That is the position of the Rashba. The Sefer Truma, however, and he's quoted in another later source that goes, the Sefer Truma is in the Siman Tzadi Beis. Beis Yosef quotes all this too. And 30, V'din Isha Yesh Maka Bo Samoko, Eno Dasi Motzi Adam Im Lav, Yibodek Esatz Bo Samoko, Motz Adam, O Im Margeshin of Adam and Rechem, Tomei Yvena Tolva Maka. Okay? The Tanya Nemen, Esi Shalom Maka, Isha Bo Samoko, Shmini Yotz Adam, Mashma Davka Yodas, She Yotz Adam and Amaka, V'tola Bo. The Sefer Truma seems to be machmir. He says, no, she has to have a pretty solid knowledge, right? She has to be sure. She has to know. Like, however she knows, but she has to know. It's not enough that she senses it. So he requires a greater yudiyah. So the question is, what is the nature of this machlokas between the Rashba and the Sefer Truma? So one possibility is, in general, when we are makel in this type of a suffix, so there are different types of sfeikas. There's something called the suffix hashokel. Suffix hashokel is what we might call in English 50-50, right? They go either way, we're not sure, right? That's a suffix. Some other times, however, we have a suffix that, you know, we're not 100% sure it's okay, we're pretty sure, you know, the odds are it's okay, right? That's a suffix that's note later, right? So the question is, in order to make it over here, what type of suffix do you need? Is a suffix a shakel sufficient, or has to be, a suffix, you know, 50-50, or has to be, 80-20 or something, to use, common language, right? That's really the question. So you could say that Sefer Truma requires a suffix that's a little bit stronger suffix, right? It has to be, she doesn't have to be 100% sure, right? She's got to be pretty sure that this is where it came from. You don't have to do Bedika, that's Rashbo's point. You don't have to know with absolute certainty, but, you know, I don't know, in English we have the expression beyond reasonable doubt, right? There can't be reason in the court, right? You can't know for sure. So it's beyond reasonable doubt. So that's the idea here. That's the suffix on Hotel Hatir. Okay, and therefore she has to sense that there's a, she has to know that it's a type of maka that, you know, that is bleeding. It's a maka that's bleeding. Whereas Rashbo says, no, we can make it even by a suffix on shokel. And why? So we spoke about yesterday, because remember, she has a cheskes hetter to start with. Remember we mentioned yesterday? So therefore, even if it's a 50-50 suffix, okay, we can be mako. That's why the Rosh Bo doesn't require. And now, you know, maybe we're overreading. You could say that they're not so far apart, but that's one way to look at the machlokas between the Rosh Bo and the Sefer Truma. The only thing is that, and this is the Rav is, yeah.
Are there those that don't separate the Rosh Bo and the Sefer Truma?
Like, I didn't see it.
Okay.
You could at least say they're not that far apart, but I don't know. I don't think they were. But anyway, the Rabban asked, you know, so the problem is that there are other situations where we're not making on a Sofer Kashokal, okay? In other words, the Pashas is, you know, Sofer Kashokal 50-50, that's really not enough of a Sofer to make on necessarily. Yeah, when it's 80-20, so you say, look, the odds are it's probably good, it's probably okay anyway, so no one's room to be cooler. But when it's 50-50, what right do you have to make of it? And the Rav, you know, I've quoted from Trafus and other places, which I'm not going to burn you with, but I believe I will try and remember it this week and to send you the notes. You know, but you can see, if you want to read, they have some Trafus from other places where the Sofek HaShokol is not strong enough to be make of. But then he suggested that maybe, that the Rosh Bo is Mekel here anyways, because remember that there's a Gzeres HaKosov, okay, that really Al Pi Din HaTorah, you need a Hargosha, right? You need a Hargosha. So, what does Hargosha mean? Again, so we discussed the beginning of the year without Hargosha, but what does Hargosha basically mean? Hargosha means, you know, for sure, you have this feeling, because of your physical feeling, you know that that's where the blood is coming from, because you have this sensation. We had different definitions, if you remember, what exactly is Hargosha, right? But certainly if it's Zivas Avalah, whatever we define Hargosha as, but that is a kind of a definitive indication, right? And that's what the Torah actually says you need, that's Davin HaMokar, it's uterine blood, okay? But if there's a suffix about it, so that means there's no Hargosha, okay? But she didn't have a Hargosha. So then, Minat Torah, she's tar, right? So Minat Torah, she's tar, right? There's no Hargosha. Aye, but with Rabbanan, we make a Tomei even without a Hargosha. Yeah, but there we can say, but if there's a Suffolk, even a Suffolk HaShokol, that's enough to deal with the Rabbanan. You follow? You know what the Rav is saying? He's explaining why the Rashbo, even though other cases, and he pointed out, if I remember correctly, that even the Rashbo seems to be so serious because he's straight fist, he does not accept the Sofek HaShokol, so why does he accept the Sofek HaShokol here? Because, again, this type of, in this area, things depend on her feeling. Well, Midoraisa, she needs a Hargosha. Okay, so therefore, without a Hargosha, she's Torah Midoraisa. The Rabbanan said, well, we're going to be with Tamir even without a Hargosha. Okay, but if there's some kind of Sofek, even if it's a Sofek HaShokol, that's enough for Mekula. Here is Lamed, so that's what I have to say. Okay? The other possibility is that what we have here, and we're going to see that in the Ramah shortly, is just a kind of a sveik-sveika, right? There's a kind of a sveik-sveika here, which is why Suffolk Shokel is good enough. Because number one, with the Suffolk, whether this down came from the uterus or Minat Sadim, right? Or some other lining over there, it came from the uterine blood or not. Number two, even if it's minamokar, maybe it's a maka. You know, so therefore, if she doesn't know that this, this maka is bleeding, but as a suffix, it can be makel. Okay, because perhaps a suffix ashokal is enough. Maybe, and it's maybe ordinarily a suffix ashokal is not enough. Again, what was the kasha? Kasha is the Rashbo seems to rely here on a suffix ashokal. And the Sefer Truma requires, no, you need more of a suffix that's not the letter. Okay? So why would the Rosh Bo here rely on a suffix HaShokol, other places in Shasvi doesn't? Okay? The answer is either one, because of the Hargosha issue. Here it's only on a drabon level because she didn't feel hargosha, so then there's certainly no problem daraisa. Drabon, we say she's tummy even with hargosha, but will we make it a safek hashokol? Or reason number two is this fake idea, and a safek hashokol, while not enough to push you in the direction of hetter by itself, but it's enough to starve into a fake. As a safek hashokol can, you know, help create a fake, so to speak. It's mitzarev to make it a fake. Okay. By the way, right? You follow. In other words, sofek hashokol is not by itself, but since there's another sofek here, so it could be one of the sfeikas on the side of the sfeika. The only thing is that if she did a bedika, okay, if a woman did a bedika with the shofaris, with the whole thing, and with the moch on top of the stick and so on, and she found herself to be tomei, right? She found dam. At that point, she can't say, "Well, I have a makkah." Okay, I can't have a makkah because there's no suffix. We know that that's the urine blood. You follow? Because once you've had the bedika, then just to say, well, I have a makkah up there, that's no good. Okay? Unless she knows that the makkah is bleeding, then she'd have to know definitively. Then even Rashbo would admit that a suffix of shokol is not enough. Then she'd have to know definitively that this makkah is bleeding. You follow what I'm saying? It's, according to the second approach, it's only that this suffix is contributing to a sfeik. But if there's no original suffix, what's a sfeik again? Shema, it's down from the. It's down, we don't know if it's min hamakor or it's min hatzdadim, right? We don't know where it came from. And I feel it's even so it's min hamakor, but maybe it's a makor. Said it's a sfeik, so suffix hashokol is enough to push it over. But if that's true, if there's not original suffix, but if she did a bedika and found out now, but I have a makor there. See, that's not contributing to sfeik sfeik. There's no sfeik that it came in out of there. So sfeik number one is out the door. So it's only now a sfeik of what? Whether it came, you know, makas nidus, or is it the sfeik of this, that come from this makka? So for that, even Hashem would say, no, sfeik hashokol is not good. Then she has to know that it's a dam that bleeds. She has to say for sure that it's bleeding. She knows that it's bleeding. You follow? Anyway, so we'll see later the shaft doesn't hold except the whole sfeik sfeik. Do you follow what the Rav was saying? Okay, so that's in terms of that machlokas between the Rashba and the Truma Sadeh, not the Truma Sadeh, but the Sefer Truma. Okay, does it revolve around? I mean, again, without the Rabbi, it's on a simple level. Is Sofek HaShokol enough? That's a machlokas. But in the Rabbi added, but in light of the fact that we don't accept Sofek HaShokol in other places, so why would we accept it here according to Rashba? And so he had two reasons, either because of the Hargosha, the lack of Hargosha makes only to our bottom, and therefore we can say the Sofek HaShokol is enough. Or we can say it's because it's our sfeik sfeik. It's enough of an analysis to make it a sfeik sfeik, even though by itself it wouldn't. Okay, that's what he says. There is a sort of third opinion, and that is the Tumas Hadeshin, which I'm on the next page somewhere, of Tumas Hadeshin on the Mordechai. That same section, Hilchos Nidah Mordechai, is from Tovshin Lamed Hei. The Mordechai writes, 31, Nemenes Ishal Omar Maka Yesh Vosa Mokom Shemini Yotzidam. And he says also, "V'davka sheyodas sheyotza adam in a makkah," which has to know that this makkah bleeds. That's where the blood has come from. Al misafek ein atola. So that's more like the sefer atzuma, right? However, the Mordechai does. If we put a few Mordechais together, okay. Look back at 17 for a moment. In that same section of the Mordechai, Tashon Lamed Hei, right in Nida. Provided it's not, you know, it's similar looking to one. So notice I use the word tahora, okay, tahora. So the Mordechai is implying, I'll use the word also, but backward what he said in source 4, okay, which we'll see in a second, that the Mordechai actually is a chiddush. Because our discussion here about being tola, it's being tola for what purpose? In what sense are we being tola in this makkah?
Well,
it's
still being nida, but you don't have to be tola.
That's the question. In other words, when we're talking here in our sugya about being tola, what are we talking about? We're tola for the purpose of saying that what? It's not makkah's tashmish, and she doesn't have to start the clock ticking in terms of divorcing her husband. This is time number one, right? But lechora, she's still a nida. Is that dam, we're not going to be told it to be making all the way and say she's a nida, but you know we're not going to. It's not. That's what it looks like for most people, right? That we were looking at it, so she shouldn't all these kulas, so she shouldn't be a sula baila, right? We're going to make her get divorced. Okay, so we'll be tola in the makkah and so on. But does she become a nida? That could be she still does. Okay, and that's the lashon of the Mordechai back there in 17. It's the same section of Mordechai, but he says, "Tahora." Tahora implies what? Not only she doesn't have a divorce her husband now, but what? It's not even either. Not even either. That's already a bit of a chiddush. Okay, he's not an either. She's tahora. And the case, let's remember what the case is according to Mordechai. Right, the case is she has a vesis kavua. And she's seeing Shalom B'Shas Vesta, right? Remember the original Mordechai that we had back in source 4, right? The Mordechai's case was, she saw Machmas Tashmish Shalom B'Shas Vesta. So she can be told and say, what? She can say, well, no, this isn't blood from, this isn't either blood because it's not my time of the month, right? It was the last line of 4, right? Yeshu Vesas, Zman Kabur, she wrote Dam, Tola Vesas, she wrote Lomas, Zia Dam, she wrote a torch, I don't give Vesta. Okay, that's what the, again, she has a Vesas Kabur, she's seeing now, Machmas Tashmish, not the time of the Vesas Kabur, so she can be told it, either in the Tashmish, or you can told it here, we're saying told it in the Maka. Right? But according to the Mordechai, it comes out a tremendous kula. Because even with, we're talking here about the Makkah, but even without the Makkah, okay, even without the Makkah, it seems that if she sees Dam, which is not at the time of Revesis, okay, even without knowing, I'm saying without the Makkah, but without knowing that there's a Makkah, even without the Makkah Yadua, right? Here we said, Dafka Shiodash Yotamar Makkah Tolobo. But in the earlier case, look back at 4 for a second, okay? According to the Mordechai, would come out. And also Tola b'Maka, right? The two things are going together. So according to the Mordechai, at least to what it looks like, that even without a Maka Yedua, right, without knowing, still, if it's Shalom b'Shas Vesta, you can be Tola in that Maka. And apparently, Tola b'Maka means even what, even that she's not an either. That's a big chiddush. So, you have to be convinced. Is that exactly what the Mordechai meant? I don't know. What he said, even if we go all the way, it's not needed. But that's what he says. We'll come back to that point. Look now in the Trumas Hadeshin, in number 32. The Trumas Hadeshin kind of has a slightly different position. This is not in his Chuvas, but in the Psokim Uksavim section, so in Mem Zayin. Most editions of the Trumas Hadeshin I know printed in the same volume. The first part is the Shalos Chuvas, which I think I once told you, he made up a lot of shahs himself. He just formulated the question-answer format. And then you have Psochem Uksavim. An old Kosser Mordechai, or he quotes as Mordechai, he brings our Adam Machmas Hashem to Tanova, Vim Yeshla Veset Tol Veset, Pirish. Vim Yeshla Veset Zman Kavur, Shiro Anida Betol Veset, Shecholom HaShadam, Shiro Torah, Dadayin Lo Gigiya Vesta, and also Tol Makos under the same circumstances. Okay, again, it's one of Yishu Sheishla Veset, and the time hasn't come. Alma the Sirli the Ain Oreach Bo Elam is Mano. Then Mahani the Tolan Mimaka Masha Ain't Tolan Beloze. Then you need a Maka, but he says Ain't Tolan Beloze. Okay, now the child that he was dealing with, okay, Atoa, whoever is the child, I mean Atoa Kasafta Shalishta Khayesha Messis Kagun, Ukhidera Hanoshim, Im Kemo Gamkin Lahatir Ula Tahir. Okay, Afal Gav the Rashi Perish Abraj Minachem Mikomokum Nuchal Tzara Teis Hamordechai the Shartzon Lachem Nire He Isnu Lachol Haritzad and Leah Shiris Kata Leah Tuchal Lishmalai Lachzikal Tahora, meaning it's Yeshla Vesis Kavua, and now is not the time for Vesis, so she has a Makkah, she can be Tola in that Makkah even if she doesn't know for sure that's Motzi Dam that's bleeding, but if Ein Lo Vesis Kavua. Then she's told in the Makkah only if she knows. So it's he's articulating, and it sounds like he's getting this from the Mordechai, the Truma. They're actually articulating the middle position. Neither the Rashbor nor the Truma, Sefer Truma, specified. The Rashbor said you have to know that it's a Machmas, that you have to, that it's bleeding, that there's a Makkah that's bleeding. And so Rashbor said you don't have to know. You don't have to know for sure. Ain't Tzvim Adas Bebirur. And he says, no, Dafke Adas. And Shmuel says, you have to know. And the Shmuel Sedeshin says, it depends. When are we talking about? If it's Yeshla Vesis Kavua, and now is not her Vesis Kavua time, so then she's Tola B'Maka, even if she doesn't know for sure that it's bleeding. But if it's, she has no Vesis Kavua, so then she'll be Tola B'Maka, only if she knows that the Maka is bleeding. So you see how that's the middle position? You got that when you started?
Which line said that?
So again, he's saying he's learning in the Mordechai. Okay, he's learning in the Mordechai. He says Yesh lo veses, Tolo beveses or Maka. That's the same, right? The Tolo beveses or the Maka. That's only talking about Yesh lo veses, and this is the time. Okay, and this is the time. I maybe should have printed more of this too, but he said, look at the first line. Talk about Yesh lo veses, Tolo beveses. Pirish. Vim Yesh lo veses, Makabu Shiroa. And now, I die in lo gevesa, then Tolo makos, and so on. And in that situation, you have to know, any further, it doesn't specify, you have to know details. Okay, but if ain't love, the implication, if ain't lo veses, then you can't be Tolo, but you can't say not Tolo at all. It means you're not Tolo without knowing for sure. He's putting together these sheets. There's more in the tshuva. But the first part is there. The second part you can infer. Okay? So let's see now. We'll see how they learn it. I mean, that's definitely how they learned it. The post can learn it. They look at our simon, kuf pei zayin. Sif hey, im yesh maka ba'osa makom tolen b'makos. Tolen b'dam makosa. Of course, we said already, if b'dam makosa mishuna b'dam, we said, ain't a tolen b'dam makosa. Okay, and that's like the Rashba. Okay, now it doesn't say that you have to know for sure in the Torah. The Rash, but look what the Maramo adds. I go, the Chol Zeh Beisha Sheyesh Loveses Kavua. This is Shmuel's addition. That's Bechol Yesh Loveses Kavua. But Oz Yicholim Lisso Shelo B'Shas Vesta Makos. And you're asking me some of the words. It's clear in the Maramo when he's explaining Shmuel's addition. You see, and look in the presence of Chaim Masha Piske Marai. That's the Shmuel's addition. Okay, he says, you see it now. See what Ramo says? He says, "Kol zeh b'isha esha kavesa kavua." But Oz, Yichol Mitzvah Shalom b'shas ves makosa. Afal pi she'ni yodas bevadai shemakosa otidam. Okay. Now, but the truth of the matter is, though, you still need to know that there's a makah. It's not like that Mordechai would say without the makah. Okay. Well, that's the position of the Shmuel's addition. Okay. Now, all right, got it? Understand now? I mean, certainly where the Ramola in this one's edition.
I just don't see where he says
the flip side. You don't see side B.
I see where he quotes the Mordechai that if it's Shas Vesis, then she who
says. Yes, it means to me it's Dafka. But I don't remember now.
I don't know the Mordechai says, I suppose that you do need to do that. So you only talk about the case of.
The Mordechai said Dafka.
But doesn't the Mordechai say that every case that Tolo Mach is a case where there's Vesis Kavua? So when he says. He says
the previous source. He says Dafka Shiv Das.
So, is the Mordechai talking about a case where she has
Vesis? The Mordechai is talking about a case where.
Does the Mordechai say every single case?
Yes, I don't think they agree. I don't think the Ramah is passing the Mordechai.
The Mordechai wouldn't agree with this.
I don't think so. He starts with the Mordechai, but I don't think the Mordechai would agree with that whole thing. Okay. It could, but let me see again. Old cousin Mordechai, he brought to them. I don't know. Yesh lo veses, right? I don't know if he. I don't know if he'd agree. The Mordechai is with Yesh lo veses. Ain lo veses kavua. Then she'd have to know. Yeah, that's what you asked me with the Mordechai agree with that last point. If it ain't love vessels, you would have to know.
Yeah.
That's what you asked me.
Yeah.
I don't know if you agree with that. I don't know. Don't know. Okay. I don't know. Now the Taz 34. The Taz says if I'm good. Call Elo or the Poskim. He lists a whole bunch of Poskim. Call Elo all these Poskim. Roy laHachmir Shalol laHat the Bishul Sheish Shomakav Ainy Odas Shemotzi Adam. Okay, she has to know unless it's. Like the case later on, we'll see later in Sif Zion. Then he adds another thing. But Od Nirlas Daitia, the second one. She b'shas hakeiv motzo damu kamilsa the men who bought. While came with her af im la'achar she yifso came motzo dam near the mitamtis also dam shar b'shas hakeiv nishozem. He interjects another thing, namely if she feels certain pain in that area. Okay, that also will make a difference in saying that that's what's causing the blood. And they also mention another case. If yesh lo makas shurgilim nashim acheres liros dami makazu kazu, avrezur edas yeshus makas. Another tola. If this is the type of thing, you know, other women have these same pains in the same circumstances, they bleed. So even if she didn't, okay. But in general, the Taz holds, okay, that you really need both things. You need yesh lo makas kavu, and also that you know that the makas is bleeding. You need both of those things under ordinary circumstances. Okay. Otherwise, Roy La Hachmer Shalaz Bishin Shemaka Veinu Das. Second, yeah. Now that's the Taz. Okay, in the Taz, Taz comes out. You can't be told in a Maka unless it's Yeshua Messes Kavua, and now it's not that time. And also, she knows you need both criteria. The Shach, Kot Nachal. I am the Swirla Mordechai. Then Yesh lo Veses Kavua, she roa tola shobishas Vesavest. I feel in la maka klal. That's what I said before, right? The Shach is dying in that Mordechai, right? He doesn't have a maka. If Yesh lo Veses man Kavua, she roa tola bishas Vesta. Okay? And I'm reached as a dam Torah. I mean, that's sorry, Machmas, Miuch Tashmish. I read a dying or give Vesta. Ochachti shom, she got Marai Vipsokov. That's Marai is the Tzvesadeshim. Simon Haven came. Ella the diek me Mordechai mikol kosher came. They came the shilay the mechazoke ain't a rech well as mano mahani the tolin the dam taru mashalot tolin below. So mikol kosher came the shilay hecha the ika mikolach af. I'm sorry, ika makom afu pisha ain't motzi a dam the Torah. Bechai gav the after afu posh machol Mordechai mother came the ika outside heter sheyesh lo makom. And he's saying that even if you don't agree, let's see. So what comes out according to the Mordechai? Apparently you don't. One second. But again, so what comes out according to the Mordechai? Let's read it again. Hold on. Because the Ibis says Shachatzu and Mordechai in Yeshlo Vesta's Man Kavoshi Roa Tola Shalom Shach Vesta. Okay, Bivesta, fine. I feel like in the Maka Klal. Correct, that's what we said before. Rochazer Gan the Trum Zedeshin says like that. Except he's, what's it mean? Hello, the Diak by Mordechai, because Kolsha came. The Kavan, the Sevira Lady, Mechazoka, Einarech Bo, Ella Bizmano, Mahani, the Tolan, the Dam Taru, which wouldn't have before. So certainly, okay, Kolsha came, the Sevira Lady, the Hecha, the Ika Mako, Af, oh, right, that's his, yeah, so here he spells out the diuk, okay, the Trumas Hadeshan. The Shach, that's your point. Shach, where does it come from? He says it's a kosher cane, okay? He says that if you hold, that we can say that this dam is tohor based on the fact that it's not her vessis now, right? So she has her vessis, and we assume the vessels come to the proper time, and now is not that time. So you can say that it's dam tor, right? So kosher came the shvile the echad the ika maka. She has a maka which may not be bleeding right now. She's also going to be tor. She's closer somehow. Alrighty, so what comes out according to the Shah? He says, when it is a Vesis and a Maka, then everyone agrees you can be Tola. So that's what comes out from the Shah, yeah. And by the way, he says in the middle, he disagrees with that whole Mordechai. Also, he says, you have to sit Shuvin Nakim for sure. It's not Lahatir, you know, to let her stay with her Baal, but not to make her not an Eidah on that Machlokas. I'm going to go over again, but it comes out according to the Shach. So there are more passings like the Trumas Hadeshin, and therefore she has a Vesis and is a Maka. It's a lot of the Hadeshin again. According to the Shach, yeah, I don't suppose it could. He says you need both things, right? Yesh lo veses and there's a maka. In such a case, everybody agrees we can be tola. But Right. That's when we're making, even if she doesn't know that it's bleeding. If it's Yesha Vesas and now is not the Vesas time, and there's a Makar, then even if she doesn't know that it's bleeding, we can make it. Okay? But Roa Dam Machmas Tashmish, which is not at the time of the Vesas, then we can say it's because of the Tashmish. Okay? But without that, that's where he disagrees with the Mordechai. Without that, so then the dam is going to be tomei, even if it's not this man vested. He doesn't go all along with that kula that we can say that she's not a nida either. That's the point. He requires shem nekiyim. So there's two things that come out from the shach. Okay, number one, that im yeshol vesez man kavua, then tola if it's now is not the time of the vesez, even without a maka. But that's the Mordechai. But according to the Trumas Hadeshin, he says there are more pasul than the Trumas Hadeshin. Then it's Yeshua Veses, and now it's not the Veses time. And also there's a Makkah, then we'll agree that she can be Tola, and even without knowing for sure that it's bleeding. And the Rod Damach was Tashmish, which is not at the time of the Veses, so then we can say that it happened because of the Tashmish, but not enough to say that she's not a Nida. Right, okay. Now it's interesting because this is all assuming Yesh Veses. So you can really throw this Chiddush of the Mordechai out because our women today don't have Veses, right? This whole academic, it sounds like. Because the whole thing is Yesh Veses, right? But that's not okay so much today. But it is okay, at least according to a different Chumash Edeshin. Remember the Chumash Edeshin who had that, I don't know what we called it, the quasi Veses? She knows she never sees less than X number of days. After day 30 or after day 25, sometimes she had 26, sometimes 28, sometimes 31st, right? But before that, she leaves. Remember that case? Which the Chumash Hadeshin also says a kind of Veses Kavua. So that unit of time is a Veses Kavua, according to the Chumash Hadeshin. If you hold that way, you would be able to be Makel during that time. And if it happens during those, let's say she never has a period less than 25 days. So that's her Veses Kavua, less than 25 days. So then you can be Mako there, even if she doesn't know that the dam is flowing, that it's bleeding. Because that's what we said by Veses Kavua. By Veses Kavua, at a Maka, we say that everyone agrees you can make Mako even without knowing. But when is that no gay with us? It's no gay in the Chumash Hadeshin's case. You hear what I'm saying? Just that there is a circumstance, namely in that those first 17 days or 22, whatever her magic number was. All right? Okay, let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. There are more ads in Sifrei. V'chein ein lo veses kavua. Now the flip side, ein lo veses kavua. Who suffek im hadam bom in amakom in atzodim. Okay, now we don't know, right? She doesn't have a veses kavua. Until now, we were talking about yesho veses kavua. The only question is what, and the re'il was at a time that it wasn't. So now the question is, what's her status? Right, yesho veses kavua. So, you know, according to the Shach, you would need to know for sure. But now, what about Ein Lo Veses Kavua? It says, V'chein im Ein Lo Veses Kavua. Continues, Ramo. Im Ein Lo Veses Kavua. Who suffek im adam bom and avakum and astodim. So he says, Talina, we're meko mikoch sveik sveika. Okay? Mikoch sveik sveika. Suffek min astodim, omen avakur. If you don't avakur, shema hu min amaka. Avon yadua shabom min amakur, alpish yesha maka mokur, ena tol amaka. But if she does have a maka, even if we know she has a maka, right, we won't be told in that. Right, won't be told in that. Correct. Yes, that's right. Sveikin, right? So when I told him on maka. She's on a marker, she's on a marker. Fine. I'll be a doer, she's on a marker, but she's a marker, and a taller marker, im ain't love as a good, and can you die? So the Ramah kind of spells it out. That's what we saw in the Chumash Hadeshin, basically. Right? You with me? Now, the problem is with Sveik Sveika. Okay, I'm going to talk about Sveik Sveika for a second, because it's a good thing to know about. All right, well, the main issue with Sveik Sveika is in the Shach's masterpiece on Chloe Sveik Sveika at the end of Sim Kuf Yud in the other day. We're not going through all that now. But there are a number of problems. Do you hear what the Ramot Sveik Sveika is? Right? Sofik min atzodim, sofik min amokor. And if it's even sim amokor, maybe it's sim amakor. But if you know that it comes min amokor and that sofik's not there, okay, even though she has a makor, then you can't be told unless you know that it's bleeding. Right? That puts it all together. Right? Okay, that's about it. That's the Ramot. But he says, if it's a suffik, we don't know whether it came from the makor or not, so then we say, we call it sveik, that it's okay, because maybe it's not from the makor to begin with. Even if it is, maybe it comes from that makor. Yes? There's a few problems with the sveik. A few problems with the sveik. Number one, there are some say that you cannot apply a sveik altogether by an isokoris. Okay, like this. What do I mean? So, ordinarily, we say sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. Okay, sveika d'oraisa l'chumra. Now, what does that mean? The famous machlokas rishonim, what does sveika d'oraisa l'chumra mean? Well, what do you mean? What does it mean? You have to be machmir, yeah? You have to be machmir. Is sveika d'oraisa l'chumra a principle d'oraisa? Or is that a principle d'rabbanan? You ever hear that machlokas? That's a famous chakir. Machlokas Rambam Rashbo, it's usually called, right? In other words, according to some, the Rambam, that whole principle, the tzveika, the raisa, the chumra, is a principle of the rabbanon. Okay? So how does tzveika help? It's very simple. We're only dealing on the rabbanon level. So since tzveika, the raisa, the chumra is only on the rabbanon level, so on the raisa level we can be makel, and the tzveika is basically saying that what? We're not going to apply that chumra to rabbanon in this case. In other words, what does sveik sveik mean? Because the rice is, I mean, sveik of the rice of the chumra, that itself is a drabbanon. If there's another suffix on top of that, we're basically saying, well, we're not going to apply that drabbanon rule of sveik of the rice of the chumra in this case, because it's a double suffix. Do you follow what I'm saying? You get it? In other words, sveik of the rice of the chumra is gufa a drabbanon principle. Sveik sveik means that you're one step further away, so therefore we're not going to apply that Darabonim principle of Sveika Daraisa L'chumra. And that's why Sveik Sveika is Mutter. Right? Because Sveika Daraisa L'chumra is Darabonim to begin with. Sveik Sveika, we're saying that this Chumra Darabonim is not going to say, not going to work here. The only famous question is, this against the Rambam, so how do you even have to bring an Oshem Toli? What's an Oshem Toli? Hashem Tala was known as a suffix. I don't know what I ate chela v'shuman, right? I don't know what I ate. So it's a suffix. Well, 1 second. So that's a suffix. So what do I have to bring Hashem Tala for, right? Because we should say if we should say that sveika d'oraisa l'chumra, that's only the bottom principle. Midoraisa sveika d'oraisa l'kula. So what am I bringing Hashem Tali for? Mislama, it would make home, right? You follow? Yet the Torah requires an Hashem Tali. You understand the question? Okay, an Hashem Tali, so you understand? So some say in a Hanami, we only have to bring an Hashem Tali in a Chiyuv Karis situation, something which, if it makes it, would generate Karis. Okay, there, in a Chiyuv Karis, we have to be Machmir on a Daraisa level. If so, when it's a sveik sveika, you also have to be machmir if it's a chiv karis. What if we just say the whole sveik sveika is based on? The whole sveik sveika is based on saying that we won't apply this rabbinic concept of sveika d'oraisa l'chumra in the case of sveik sveika. Usually, remember, again, the principle, sveika d'oraisa l'chumra is a d'rabbanan principle. And a sveik sveika, when it's one step removed, we're not going to apply that d'rabbanan principle. Yeah, but when the case of Hashem Tali, which is with the Chiyuv Karis, there obviously we don't say Sveika D'oraisa L'kula, Sveika D'oraisa L'chumra is only the Rabbanan principle. There, in the Chiyuv Karis, Sveika D'oraisa L'chumra is a D'oraisa principle. All right, you got to bring in Hashem Tali. So, Mamela, in the Chiyuv Karis, you also can't say Sveika L'kula. Because the whole Sveika L'kula is only based on the fact, according to this analysis, that Sveika D'oraisa L'chumra is itself only the Rabbanan. But in the circumstance of sveika d'oraisa l'chumra is a d'oraisa, so you can't apply sveika. When there's an Hashem Tali, then you can't apply sveika. So therefore, sveika won't work here. So now, according to this, the Ramah is wrong. Ramah says, "Talinu makor mikol sveika." Sofik menatzlanim omen amakor. It's omen amakor. Shem omen amakor. So we told Haka why it's a chiv karis. Right. So that's a problem with this Ramah, according to some. Okay. So if you accept that analysis, then there are more of a problem here. And that's why some reject this Ramah. Shach rejects Amar, others reject Amar. Shach will see a different reason. But you know what I'm saying? In other words, they reject this Amar because it seems to go, if that's your knowledge, if you're correct. And maybe who said Hashem Tali, the defining characteristic of Hashem Tali is that it's a Chiv Karis. Maybe that's not the defining characteristic. Okay, but if it is, then you have a problem here, because neither is also Nisar Karis, and Svek Sveka shouldn't work either. Right? However, you could say that the Hashem Tali is only in a case, it's not a matter of Doraisa, not a matter of Chiv Karis or not a Chiv Karis. It doesn't matter if it's a Chiv Karis. Okay, it matters whether what we have is called ikva isura, right? It's chazik isura. Okay, meaning what does ikva isura mean? Like for example, the classic case, right? When you have two pieces of meat, one is chaylev, one is shumut. There's definitely one. We have this. We did this. I remember the bar we were getting, right? One. There's definitely an isser here. There's definitely something usser here. That's what we have Hashem Tali. When it was definitely, you just don't know if that's what you ate. But there was definitely an issur in the mix, okay? There's ikba isura, it's chazik isura. There's no difference between the karis and the other punishment. We apply Hashem Tali by a case where there's chazik isura, right? There definitely was a cheskes isur in this mix. The only question is, did you eat that piece or the other piece? But there was an ikba isura, that's when you bring an Hashem Tali. Well, if that's the case, there are more swings. If that's the case, but fundamentally, we can still maintain that even by an Issa Kores, Sveka Daraisa L'chumra is Darabonon. Why do you have to bring Hashem Tali? Okay, it's a different thing because of Ikwe Surah. So we made a Ramok all like that. That's what I'm saying. The Ramok's analysis, the Kasha from Hashem Tali is not necessarily devastating to Ramok. It's devastating if we assume that the reason why, again, our Kasha is how can I bring Hashem Tali? Okay, it's only a Suffolk. And according to Ramok, Sveka Daraisa L'kula on a Daraisa level. Hashem Tali is a chiv deraisa, right? Hashem Tali is in the Torah. If you're telling me that midaraisa sveka deraisa lechol lekula, sveka deraisa lekula, I have the right to make him, so why do I have to bring Hashem Tali for? Elamai, apparently sveka deraisa lechumra is on a deraisa level, right? So we said, yeah, when it's a chiv karis, let's say chiv karis, then it's on a deraisa level. Once we say sveka deraisa lechumra is on a deraisa in a chiv karis, well, then our application of Sveik Sveika, that all Sveik Sveika does, it says, tells us, don't apply this Chumad Rabbanan. Yeah, but it's not a Chumad Rabbanan, by an Issa Karis. So then we have a problem applying it here. Did I make that clear? And you have it, right? This is a lumpus, right? There could be a different analysis of Hashem Tali. It's not a matter of a Chiv Karis. Okay? So the Ramo would be a problem. According to some, Ramo is a problem. So we take that first analysis, the Ramah is not a problem. However, you could learn Hashem Tali for a different reason. Yeah, what was our kasha? Sveka deraisa l'chumra min haTorah. Sveka deraisa l'chumra min haDrabanan, but deraisa sveka deraisa l'kula, and it's just a rabbinic rule. So how do you know Hashem Tali? No, Hashem Tali is a different case. That's one is this chazik isura. It's a different type of suffix. There's definitely something also here. There's definitely something also here going on. There's definitely an usher piece of meat. It's chazik arikva, it's chazik isura. So then, that's why there's Hashem Tali. But not because there's a difference in a chiv karis and not a chiv karis. Well, once we say that, so then we're free to say, by need also, you're right, it's a deraisa. It's right, it's a chiv karis. But we can still say sveka deraisa. We can still say sveka is lakula. We can still say that sveka is coming to tell us, don't apply the rule of sveka deraisa l'chumra here. Okay? Okay, that's possible. So that's what that's how the Ramo can get out of that objection. Similarly, okay, you could say, answer more simply, that maybe the Ramo, okay, the Ramo here doesn't agree with the Rambam. Okay, but maybe the Ramo here agrees with the Rashba that Sveik Sveika is a Dindor, the Chumar is Doraisa. Okay, Sveik Sveika is a deraisa. Who says the Rambam is right? Rashba and others of the opinion, no, Sveika deraisa l'chumra is a din deraisa. Why is Hashem Tali? That's why, because midaraisa, Sveika deraisa l'chumra, not midarabanan. So what does Sveik Sveika do? So Sveik Sveika is simply a mathematical. Okay, it makes odds that it's mutter, right? Three out of four, that's mutter. Something that says four Sveikas, so three out of four, That's what it's simply a percentage game. Okay, sveika is it even? And the suffix, you know, it's plain, so one suffix is 50-50, and sveika, well, it's not 60 anymore because it's two steps. It's, you know, it's a Venn diagram, whatever you want, or boxes, squares, we want to divide it up. You follow? So that's how the Ramah could hold. Ramah could disagree with the Ramah. The Ramah could say, I don't agree with the Ramah that sveika the Raisa the Chumra is only rabbinic did. Sveika the Raisa the Chumra is the Raisa. That's by sveika the Raisa, the 50-50. But once it's a soft sveika, then it's further removed. So it's further removed, then we can make them.
What's the Makor? That's what they write to the Makor. According to the Rashi, I'm saying, is there a Makor given?
Oh, yeah, we have Makor. So I'm just trying to think what the...
Yeah, I was just wondering.
Not sure. Yeah. Okay, so you see, so we're trying to explain why there are more Sphinx worked here. We need a little more lumpness to why it worked according to the Rambam. We got that also because maybe he says or some tallies didn't a sveik sveikah even by chiv karis. Okay, there's one other point to make though. Okay, and that's someone who also write about this. Okay, we have to say at least according to the problem that I'm up possibly, but we always have to bear in mind that when it comes to nida, there are two hashlachot, ramifications. Okay, there's ramification as well for Hilchos Tumah Tara. And Hilchos Tumah Tara don't have the same principles. Okay, what Sveik Sveika doesn't help by Tumah Tara. You know, again, we mentioned once earlier there are three different areas of halacha, right? There's Mavanus, there's Veheter, and there's Tumah Tara. I think we discussed it maybe on the first Shurim. Okay, three. Remember, I told you that Pusik that they're only going with comments on Bira Guran in the Deres Eliyahu on the Torah. Right, three different areas of halacha. That's why we sometimes say isur memonial, loyal finan, isur mitumala. They're different areas of halacha. One of the areas where the difference manifests itself is in the matter of suffering. Right, for example, we did a mamonis. We don't say sveika the raisa l'chum, sveika. We say there. It's amot zvechaber alvaraya. Right, that's how he has to bring a proof. So suffering. By suffering a moment, it goes by chazaka. Ukim b'mon v'cheskes mar kama. You know, the person has the chazaka, holds on to it. And by tumah tara, suffering is also resolved not by shrinking the rice, but rather, remember, by shul rabbi and shul yachid. Remember, suffering is the rabbi and suffering is the yachid. By sotam, so that's there. And here we have this. So we're just pointing out that there is. How can you say sveik sveika? By neither, it has ramifications for tumah as well. Okay? Unless he answered, the Rambam will say, okay, right, but we're talking about the Isavahatta issue, so we're going to apply the Isavahatta rules. But anyway, those are points regarding the Sveik Sveik of the Rambam. The Shah, the back page, throws in one other challenge, which is probably the strongest challenge to the Rambam. Okay? The Sabbath of Chonachav Beis. Okay? First of all, he says, "Imken Adam Mukla Hedimar goes Manus if I Truma Ibcha, the Philo Enemargesh Adam Nafum Rechem, El Shabodka was on once Adam Temea, Im Eniadah Shemako Motzi Adam." That's what he said, but there's that bar. But he says like this. Where are we talking about that? Just a moment. Yeah. One second. The Mice. Yeah, here's what I'm saying now. The Mai Sveik Sveika, who's there? Ha Ikal Amemer Miyad Dilma Dam Nida Kai Kavan Lo Kai Gavna Lo Mikra Sveik Sveika Klal. He says, you know, the rule of Sveik Sveika, the Shach holds, and I don't want us to agree with this. But he says, you know, what's that Sveik Sveika here? Look back at Amogen. Sofrek Minat Stodom and Amokar. Okay. Vim Tim Salom and Amokar, Shemahum and Amaka. Okay. You could say, set up the equation, the exact opposite way to work also. We'll say, Sofek, if it's from a Makkah or it's not from a Makkah, and if really, so it's not from a Makkah, maybe it's from the Stotim. Right? The Shach happens to hold that a Sveik Sveika is only classified as a Sveik Sveika when the order doesn't matter. Otherwise, he says, you could say it boils down to one, the same Sofek. It's only one suffix, different ramification. If for sveika has to be, I'm sorry, sveika. Yeah, sveika is only when. I said it backwards. Sveika is not in that case. Sveika is only when, according to the Ramah, according to Shach, I mean, is when the order, when you need one to lead to the other. You need one to lead to the other. And you couldn't say it in the reverse. Meaning, it is here, bottom line is, it's one suffix. Think about it in our case. Does this dam come from a makar or not? Okay? The two sveikas, whether it's minat stadim or minat makar, they're very similar. Okay? They're very similar. It's the same suffix in a certain sense. Okay? In other words, when the sveikas are so closely related here, that's the case over here also. All right? In other words, once you say by us, once you say that it's not from a, once you say that it's not from a makkah, the question of the makkah is in the makkah, right? So once you say it's not from a makkah, then they can't say, oh, maybe it's from the tzadim. That doesn't work. Okay, well, the issue is that it's in a makkah or not. You cannot come up with another. No, it really boils down to the same suffix. Look what he writes. He says, the my sveikseker, the ha'ikal amemar miyad, dilma dam nida, ki hai gavna, lo mikri sveikseker, klal, kamosha kasav, the b'dinei sveikseker, within your aleph. Okay? So in other words, this is not enough, the cases are not far enough apart. Okay, the bottom line is one thing. Is this dam min hamakor? Is this dam? That's what we want to know here. Is this dam min hamakor or is it not min hamakor? That's what it comes out to. Okay? And the two sveikas, well, maybe came from the tzadim, maybe came. The issue is one big issue here. Is it dam min hamakor or not? So it's not really a double suffix. You have to spell it out. Okay? But according to the Shach, this is what I said before. You can't say a sveik sveika. Yeah, because what are you going to say here? Well, what are you going to say here? Yeah, half of it will say it both ways. What are you going to say over here? You're going to say that it's a suffix that came from a makkah and from the makkah. In other words, what are you going to say? The way we have it, the suffix that comes from the tzadim or from the makar. And either it's on the makar, maybe it's on the makar. Right? Now try and say that in the reverse way. It's a suffix when it's from a makar or, you know, whether it's damnida or it's from a makar. Now what? And even if it's damnida, maybe it's on the tzadim? No. It's not, right? You already established it's on the makar. It doesn't work. You gotta be able to say it both ways. Here, once you resolve one suffix, it's done. But if you say it the first way, it's either minamaka or it's a, well, it's either from a maka and a maka or it's damnida. I can say it, even if it's damnida, maybe it's from a tzadim. No, it's not damnida, right? In other words, that's not a suffix anymore. In order for sveik to work, it's got to be, you got to be able to say it either way. You got to be able to say it either direction. I don't know if I said it correctly before. You follow what I'm saying? And according to the Shach, in order to say it, it's got to work back and forth. Here it doesn't. Right? The order does make a difference. Our order is Sufik, Minamokar, Minasadim, Minafilm, Minamokar. Maybe it's a Makkah. Okay, that works. But now the flip side doesn't work. You can't say Sufik, Minamakah, or from Nida. And now what? Afilm, Tim, Solomar. What? It's Nida, but it's maybe not Sadim? No, but if it's Nida, then it's not from Makkah. Then it's a problem, right? So that's why the Shach kind of sveik sveik doesn't work. Okay, the Pisrei Tshuva in Chofches, Pisrei Tshuva, the court in Chofches, okay, the Shach argues against this, and he quotes another Yehuda and says no, okay, because why? I mean, it sounds like a shtarka taina, right? Because at the end of the day, the question is, if it's min hamakkah, then it's good, right? So where's the other side of the suffix? Right? If it's from a makkah, then you can say, what? Even if it's from a makkah, maybe what? Maybe it's, again, there's no maybe anymore. once you have resolved that stira, whether it's in the makor or not, so then there's no further suffix. It's not suffix feka. So the Yehuda says no, because there'll still be that long piece that he quotes, part of, or if they're outside, that's the Pesach Chumim, Sivkot Chavchah sends us to the Yehuda, who agrees to Ramah. He says, it is a Sfek Sfeker. It is a Sfek Sfeker. And he quotes others who agree. It is a Sfek Sfeker. Why? Because it still has an aftamina with regard to Chos Tuma. Okay? Because there's a concept called Mokor Mekomo Tame. Okay, so it could be the dam from the mokor is tome for tumatara purposes, even if it is a makkah. Even if it is a makkah, if it came in hamokor, it doesn't make her an either, but it's still the blood itself is still tome and it's matame other things. Okay, it may not make her an either. Okay, if it's a makkah, it doesn't make her an either, but the dam is because the mokor itself, the uterus itself, is tome. So dam that comes out of it is tomei al tilchus tum v'tara. You follow? So right, dam in a makor, even if the makor is in the makor, it's tomei from the point of view of tilchus tum v'tara. Right? It doesn't make her either. Okay, good. But the tum v'tara. So then, but a makor, for example, which is minat stadim, okay, that's not. So now you can have a sfeik the other way. You can say it's a suffix, whether it's from a makkah or it's neither blood. Okay, now you can say, and even if it's from a makkah, right? Even if it's from a makkah, but maybe the makkah has been upstarted. For Hilchus neither that didn't help us. Hilchus Tumatara does. For Hilchus neither, once we said it's not a makkah, and saying it, maybe it's upstarted doesn't say anything. It's not metamir, but from tumah tara it's metamir. I think that's what he said. You follow? Say it again. In other words, again, what was our objection? Our objection was that if you say first that our sfeik sfeika boils down to the only one sfeik, namely from a makkah or not, the way we present it, the way the Rambam himself presents it, the sfeik we not studying and then a makkah, our field team is not a makkah, but maybe it's a makkah. We're not trying to say that the other way. Okay, which according to Shachet, we'll say it the other way. It's a suffix when it comes damnida, or it's a makkah. Okay, and even if it's a makkah, then what? Even if it's a makkah, so it's not neither. Or the other way, and even if it's neither, it's not a stodim. No, that doesn't make any sense. If damnida doesn't come from a stodim, right? So the what boils down is that you can't say it. But you only can't say it for Hilchus neither. But it does matter for Hilchus Tum V'Tara. Because by Hilchus Tum V'Tara, dam from a makkah in the uterus is, while it doesn't make her neither, but it's still tummy. So now this flip side of that, let's look at the flip side of that Sveik Sveik. We'll say, either it's min ha-makkah or it's neither or it's min ha-makkah, it's a makkah. But I feel in Tim Tzalomar that it's a makkah, which that was the end in terms of Hilchus neither. That's not the end of Tum V'Tara. Even if it's a makkah, maybe the makkah was minat stodim. In which case, it's not metamer. Do you follow? I think that's what it means. So that's why who decides with the shah. Okay, and he said, I'm sorry, with the Ramon, that it is a legitimate sfeik sfeikir. It's a legitimate sfeik sfeikir. All right, anyways, there were obviously a few issues with that sfeik sfeikir, but that's what he says. Let's just finish up. Yeah, you follow? The digestive. I think, I'm not mistaken, that's what he's saying. Okay? Because a makkah may not store them, it's not a problem with Tum V'Tara. So now we can say, if you don't think so, there's a makkah there, maybe it's not so. Yeah, that works. It doesn't work for Hilchus neither. Because Hilchus neither, once you say that it's a makkah, so it's not, it doesn't make a difference. But here, it does make a difference. You follow? You understand that by Hilchus, the Shach Tanim, Hilchus neither, it's really one big, happy suffix. It's all the same suffix. Bottom line, is it a makkah or not? That's what it comes down to. Okay. Just to finish up, Ramon Ed, at the end, to finish up Sivay. He says, "We call Malkum b'shas Vesta, Omer Lavi Yom Lavi Yom, ain't a Tola Makos, so the Melokin Lo Titam Ela Olam." Okay, so first of all, he says that obviously, you know, if it is Shas Vesta, or it's, it would be called the Onor Beinus every 30 days, then you can't be tolling a Makkah no matter what, okay? We'll see in a minute, no matter what. Then you can't be located on Titma La'olam. And the Shach explains for God and Dim Kane Lo Titmalo Ava Margeshis Ato Shitam the Margeshis Ato Shitam the Bin Amaka Ato Shashvestato. But if she actually feels now that the Dam is coming inside there, even if it is Shazvesta, we'll still be making. Okay, Lo Shachlo Chaygat Nikolo Timolo. But Lo Tietmoma Kishalo Tagish, what do you mean? She'll never become Tommy. No, she'll become Tommy. She doesn't have this sensation. So the Shach says it's really two things. So number one, when the Ramor wrote Enatolo Makosa, right, Shas Vesta, you can't pin it on a Makkah, because this is the time she's expecting a priest, you can't tell it's because of the Makkah. That's even if she knows the Makkah bleeds. Doesn't matter, this is the time of the month. Otherwise, they'll never be able to be time of such a person. Always, always a possibility. You know, it's on the Makkah. But if she feels right now, she mamish feels, not that she knows, in general, this Makkah bleeds. She feels the bleeding now. Okay, then he says she's Tahora. And he quotes others in his review, but that's the Shach. The last thing that Ramor says, just a preview of coming attractions again, he says, Uksamim, however, we need to recall that this whole discussion we've had is over this actual bleeding. Okay, actual bleeding. Okay, but when the matter is Uksamim, then we're always going to be told it, because Uksamim is only Drabbanim, right? As the Shach says in Chav Zayin, Uksamim, Tolim Makos Becholinim, Afil B'Shas Vesta. All those rules, throw them out the window. That was only here when it was actually blood. But by a kesem, which only chumrah, stain on the garments, and so it's only chumrah to begin with, many kulus by ksamim, there's another one. Then it doesn't matter if it's shas vest or not. And either she doesn't know that this particular wound is bleeding. But if we can be told, just like what's a kesem, we always say it was some bug that got it. There's a possibility. So whatever possibility can, that's what we're making by kesem. That's what that's going to be discussed in a couple of simone. But that's the. That's a shock, let us know here. The Ramot at the end, he says, Ksamim Tov B'Chol Inyan. Okay? Okay, we'll stop over here.